one of the professors who really took my hand and defined and reinvented how I look at music, Professor Antonio Hart. He's not here today, and I know he's been good to many of us. And the first couple, first two semesters of us getting to know each other, he tried to change my listening tastes. I was, even though I was across the water from most of you here, I really dig Miguel Zenon and Mark Twain and all the young cats. And in our private lessons, Antonio insisted that I take in Cannonball and Charlie Parker and Louis Armstrong. And it was, there was resistance. So I would, for the sake, it was kind of like a passive aggressive thing going on. So I would do the transcriptions and I would listen. But I really wanted to listen to Seamus Blake and all those other cats. So it was a battle going on, and I eventually conceded to his wisdom. But in those guilty moments, my little pseudo iPod was tuned into what I wanted to listen to, as opposed to what I should have been listening to. But I'm young. So in honor of that whole process, says Antonio insists that the blues must be there. This is guilty iPod blues.